episode 2775, where you quit in your mind.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're looking for something extraordinary to happen because God has got a plan for your life. And sometimes we go through things and we're like, gosh darn it, I'm not in the season that I want to be in. But it's usually not the fault of anyone around us or even God himself, where you quit in your mind. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Confusion slows momentum, but discovering where you quit in your mind will give you direction as to where discomfort sets in. When you get uncomfortable, you can move mountains. The mind is an incredible asset, but the mind can also be a massive hindrance. Many goals are lost or delayed, not because of life happening, but more so because of the distraction and disruption to the mind. If you haven't heard, your mind likes routine, and with routines, habits are established. This can be very promising to your productivity and achievements in life, but it can also become very destructive and disruptive. What you desired to be accomplished, those goals and dreams you were chasing, might have vanished because of where you quit in your mind. In order to overcome the drawback of how habits can benefit you, you can recreate what you don't know and set new standards for your mind. That's really where you need to take your next step. That's where your mind will make an exception to the habitual rule, allowing you to set your dreams and goals in full motion. So get uncomfortable and experience success. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Get uncomfortable and experience success. Now, as we know it, success is different for everyone. So as you are moving forward in your transition, creating space to make a change, focus on what you need and how you define success. That in itself will give you an experience worth living. Now, getting uncomfortable, that's really simple. Number one, do what you don't know and keep doing it. Yes, that's exactly what we need to do. But the problem is we do it one time and we just kind of get there, right? It's easy to do it once, but two, three, four, and five times takes extraordinary work. That's why you're not an ordinary person. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And so do what you don't know and keep doing it. And that means, yes, you may have to figure it out. You may have to go to classes. You may have to go back to school. You may have to get a certification. You may have to read more books. But do what you don't know and keep doing it. Do you think me podcasting came with me knowing everything? The only thing I knew was how to talk. And I must say I do that very well. Not all the time. And you may like me some days and not other days because, well, maybe I tell you something you don't want to hear and other days I tell you what you do want to hear. So that opinion as to what that episode meant to you might actually come from how you feel about the message behind and in the podcast. But I didn't know anything else. The technology, I didn't know that. I had to learn it. What microphone to get? How do I set it up on my computer? How do I do things on the go? I'm traveling all the time. Not necessarily, you know, jet setter here and there, but going to visit my grandson and my daughter and son-in-law. I want to be able to serve. And so I go to conferences and I go and speak and I go and I mentor people. And so when I'm on the road, I need to be portable because as you know, this goes out every single day. But I didn't know what I was getting into when I started. I still have. Okay, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm going to tell you like it is because dreams start somewhere. Mine started on an old desk calendar. I kept it. I don't know why I kept it. Actually, I do know why I kept it because you know those old desk calendars? They're not real inexpensive now. I mean, you can be charged $10, $12, $15 bucks for a desk calendar. And I used a few of the months, and then the rest were, you know, just kind of there. And it was one of those things where it worked for a while, and then I switched up what I was doing, and so I left it alone. Well, the calendar had ended, so the days and the months that were left on there really didn't matter, but it was great blank paper on the back. And I'm a resourceful girl, so why not save it? So that's what I did. So I got on the phone with a good friend of mine. He had already started a podcast, and he's an incredible man, a great pastor friend. And he said, you know what, Christiane, you want to do this, right? And I said, yes. He goes, you've got a story to tell. I said, oh, yes, you've got things that people need to know that will help them in their everyday. You want to walk beside people just as Jesus did. Every single day, he walked beside people. Now, I'm not saying I'm Jesus. No, by no means am I that. But the idea of walking hand in hand, yes, I think it does matter. I am carrying your belief torch until you're ready to carry it yourself. Because we struggle in those areas. Why? We're humans. Human beings struggle in their own belief system. We can believe in others, and we will do anything. We'll move mountains for them. But when it comes to our own dreams and goals, we sometimes sit back on the back burner, especially moms. Why? We put everybody first. And to a degree, that's a great thing. But then to the extent of our dreams and goals, oh no, we get away from it. So with my podcast, I had to get uncomfortable in order to experience success. And so we sat down on the phone for, oh my goodness, I think it was like 3.5-4 hours almost. Seriously, it was one phone call. And I still have the 3 pages that I wrote, the notes as we were talking back and forth. I wrote out 25, my first 25. Go back. Go to createyournow.com. You can see the welcome, 000, and then you can go all the way from 001 to 025. And those are all the very first ones I wrote out. And I said, this is a great title. I could do this. Oh, wait, the date's going to be here, and this is what's happening here. I can do this. I was even planning for the Super Bowl. Yes. And then when Apple approved my podcast, I was like, oh, my gosh. And they approved it much earlier than planned because it was over the holidays. And it was New Year's, and I got approved before that. So I had to come up with, I think it was 2 or 3 more additional episodes. And those you'll find in there too. So it's very interesting how when we begin to unravel what we want in our life, and we take apart the puzzle, sometimes it's easier just to have all the puzzle pieces. And when you only have 5 of them, man, you can put them together really fast. But you have 1,000 of them, takes a little bit longer. What about 4,000 or a 5,000 piece puzzle? Have you done that? Think how many days that you live. How many days you've lived already? How many days are yet to come? Those are a lot of puzzle pieces to put together. And so it can be a daunting task, but it doesn't have to be. You can break it down, and you do so by doing what you don't know and keep doing it. That's what I did with podcasting. I got a microphone. I learned, literally, I had my oldest daughter, who's now married with a grandbaby, with an incredible son-in-law, by the way. And she taught me what I needed to do on the computer with the software. Why? Because she did it for her music through dance and all through school. And she could cut and paste and revamp things. And I'm like, okay, great. She knows what to do. All I need are the basics. All I need are the basics. All you need are the bare basics. That's all you need. Do what you don't know and keep doing it. That leads to extraordinary work. Doing it inside and out. That also creates habits. New habits. New neural pathways are connected. It's incredible. So get uncomfortable. Number 2, repeat what gains you momentum. Life is a living experiment. Lots of what you do is trial and error. So when you find something that works, stick to it. Make it sticky. Repeat what gains you momentum. Don't sit there and fret the small stuff all the time. Do what you need to do and say, gosh, I got this. And you do it and you do it and you do it until you get into a rhythm, a pattern. And then guess what? You can move on to the next thing. And that's what I did. I didn't start podcasting every single day. I started with 3 episodes a week. I did it on purpose. Then I thought, man, I kind of want more. Meaning I was loving it. I didn't know what my audience thought. I was too new. I probably only had 3 or 4 subscribers at the time, and that was all family. And they did it because, well, they love me and I forced them to. But that too is for another episode. And so when I look at that, I'm thinking, okay, but I love this. So I ended up going immediately to 5 episodes. I went from 3 to 5, and then I thought, oh no, let's take it to God's number 7. We got this. And I haven't stepped away except for this summer. It was about 3 weeks or so ago. I said, I got to take a break. I'm not going to be here every day with you. I'm going to take 8 days because I left on a Sunday, came back on a Monday. And I said, I'm not going to record. And I said, I want you to do the same thing. And I said, but subscribe so you'll know when I'm right back in it. And guess what? Here I am again. So repeat what gained you momentum. That's what I keep doing. And yeah, I keep doing it because I love you. I care about your life. I want to walk with you every day. I want you to be more successful than anybody you know in your right mind. And again, you define that success. If you look at it monetarily, great. If you look at it by the lives that you impact, great. If you look at it from your family structure, great. You get to define that. I don't define that for you. What I'm here to do is to help you always take that next step. Do what you don't know and keep doing it. Repeat what gains you momentum. And finally, number 3, solidify what matters. There are many fires you face every day, problems to solve and experiments to be seasoned. As you uncover the mysteries of your mind, do what works. Solidify what matters. This way, you are gaining strength and wisdom. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're not here for a sprint. You're going to be exhausted. It's a marathon. So enjoy your marathon. Don't rush when you need to slow down. See the beauty in the process of experimenting. Habits can be broken and habits can be made. Do what serves your mind, body, and spirit. When I took that week off, I missed it. Most importantly, I missed you. But I missed getting my message out there. I missed being able to say, you know what? I care about you. I want this day to be a great day, better than yesterday and better than the day before. And I want you to forget all the CRAP that's happened, and I want you to move forward. You have got what it takes to go to impact the world that you touch. So search deep within you, those desires, those dreams, those goals that you have. And then try not to overextend yourself. Do one thing at a time. Create that rhythm, that pattern. Create that new neural pathway. Make those connections. And then enjoy the process along the way. Your journey is not made to be rushed. Go create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.